listening to the WILS Weekend Kickoff on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
I know most people out there don't like soccer, but honestly, if you want to see Wayne Rooney just completely destroy somebody, put on ESPN2 right now. Manchester United, West Ham United playing, and Wayne Rooney is just having a clinic in the second half of that game. Welcome back. Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS. Streaming live at 1320WILS.com. If you want to become a fan of the show, come on Facebook. Just go to 1320WILS Weekend Kickoff. And you can also follow us on Twitter at WILS Weekend Kick. That adds up the rest of our soccer talk for the rest of the day. We're also going to talk with head coach Ernie Ziegler of Central Michigan at 9:30. And then Greg Campy, the head coach of Oakland University, at 10 o'clock. It's time for the junk bin, though. We've got plenty to talk about outside of the Michigan area. First of all, let's talk college basketball, some of the awards handed out. Jimmer Fredette, Player of the Year. Any problems with that, Scott, considering that he played in a smaller conference than some of these other guys like Kemba Walker?
None whatsoever. His individual performance was absolutely unbelievable. I'm glad that he did get it.
Let me ask you something. If they don't lose one of their best players halfway through the year, does he get Player of the Year?
Yes. I honestly believe
he still
does.
You just think he was that? Okay, so he wins the award. Is he, in fact, the best player in college basketball, or was he most deserving of it?
No. He had the best season.
Okay.
And I'll give it to him for that. Best player, no. He's okay. Not. I don't think he's the best pure player. He's a great player.
Is he a top five player?
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely.
There are only four other guys that you would take than Jimmer Fredette.
I might not even take that many.
Okay, so
him.
Top three for you.
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
3 to 5, yeah.
Okay, fair enough. How about Mike Bray, who just won Coach of the Year for Notre Dame? What do you think of that award? Do you think that he deserved it?
Oh, you know my thoughts on Notre Dame.
Right, but considering...
It carries over.
But see, here's the thing. You hate Notre Dame. I get it. I do. I get why a lot of people hate Notre Dame. But at the same time, why do you hate Notre Dame?
Well, it's not that it's not just that I hate them. I do. But I didn't have that much respect for their season. I didn't think it was that great of a season.
They won the Big East.
They were second in the Big East.
What did you want them to do?
Well, also, I think postseason should be taken into account. So.
Okay.
And they did not do well in the Big East postseason or the NCAA tournament.
Okay. That's fair enough. That's fair enough. I just look at this Notre Dame team. Look at their roster, top to bottom. I mean, Ben Hansborough is their best player. Was he a top 30 player? Top 35?
Yeah, you'd have to put him there. And for how I normally judge Coach of the Year, I look at it as doing the most with the least. So yeah, I can definitely.
That's why I make
it.
The argument.
Right.
Now, I think there's another coach that you could throw into this conversation, and that's Steve Lavin. Because I think Steve Lavin at St. John's. St. John's was an awful team last year. Just terrible.
And can I just jump in?
Yeah.
Wayne Rooney just got a hat trick.
Though. I know. I saw. I promised that was the end of the soccer talk, so I just wasn't going to mention it. I saw it. I'm watching it. But, you know, I look at Steve Lavin, and I think Steve Lavin's definitely a guy that could have deserved it, considering the turnaround that he's done in 1 year at St. John's. So I thought he could have been deserving of it. But I don't have any problems with Mike Bray, considering what he had to work with to be a number two seed in the tournament and to force the NCAA committee to make them a number two seed because they had built up such a good resume. I think that means that he probably should have been the coach of the year. Now let's move over to some, I don't know whether you want to call it NBA talk, college basketball talk. If we're talking Jalen Rose, what do you consider that?
More ESPN bashing.
ESPN talk. Okay, Jalen Rose pulled over for the DUI about, what was it, like a month ago that he got this charge, I think it was?
Early March, 3 weeks ago, I think.
Okay, and he gets it. He's suspended from ESPN. Do you think that somebody who gets a DUI should be fired from their job? Any job whatsoever, do you think they should be fired?
No, because that's not... It's not something you did at the workplace. You should be reprimanded for it, but not fired.
Okay. What is a good reprimand for him?
Well, for him, it's different because it's not like he's just going into a normal job. He's seen as a public figure, a kind of a role model type person. And also, he lied to ESPN management. That's the reason he's been suspended right now.
Right.
So for that, you definitely need to be suspended because everything he did there is not something you want to portray as being ESPN.
It's been a bad month for Jalen Rose. When you consider this along with the Uncle Tom comments and things like that, it's been a bad month for Jalen Rose. I sort of feel bad for him, but at the same time, anytime you start drinking and driving, you know my feeling on drinking and driving. I have a zero tolerance for that type of stupidity. So I'm glad that he got caught. I'm glad anybody gets caught when they drink and drive, and I'm glad that he's getting punished for it. Okay, let's move over to baseball. Matt Holliday, a day after going 3-for-4 for the St. Louis Cardinals, has an appendectomy. He's going to be out. How long is he going to be out, Scott?
I don't know. Too long. Too long for Cardinals fans, too long
for
people like
me. Are the Cardinals having the worst luck of anybody in the last decade? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it is pretty awful.
Go ahead.
Look at the first game, too, when you have Ryan Terrio just let a throw from the outfield come in, get away from him, let a run score, and go down like that. Then the next morning, arguably your top hitter. Obviously, Pujols is going to be your top, but yeah, your second best player. Yeah, it's been rough.
Honestly, I mean, you lose your top pitcher, you lose Wainwright for the season, and I know people suffer injuries, I do, but to lose your two key players outside of Pujols and Carpenter this year to make a run in the Central Division, that's a very weak Central Division. That division's very winnable, but now I'm not sure that it is. Even losing a month of time and getting Holliday back could be enough damage that they lose those games that they needed to win to end up winning the Central. That's really tough. That's tough. We can also talk Junkbin. Matt Painter possibly going to Missouri, ends up turning it down. What are your thoughts on Matt Painter even risking talking to Missouri and making the Purdue fans upset?
I never really read into the story that much. I saw it come across, and I was like, no, Matt Painter isn't going to leave. I don't know why he would leave. He's an alum. I have no idea why. If money was that much better at Missouri, I can't imagine it was that much of a raise. And then it finally came
out. Well, I don't know. Missouri seemed pretty desperate. I think Missouri wants to be an upper echelon basketball team. And from what I read, from what I see, I think they are willing to pay somebody good money, kind of like Oregon was going to be willing to pay Tom Izzo. I think they were willing to pay somebody good money to turn them from a mediocre team into an upper echelon team. And so I think they would have paid what it took to get Matt Painter. Now, ultimately, Missouri's just not a better job than Purdue. It's harder to recruit there. He has less to start with. At least at Purdue, he's got Robbie Hummel to work with and a bunch of role players. At Missouri...
Well, not just that. He's got all his kids there, too.
Yes, exactly. Now, Missouri does have a young team, but the talent level compared to Purdue is not as good. So, I couldn't have ever seen him doing it, but I thought it was a risky move to go and speak to Missouri and risk upsetting the Purdue alumni, risk upsetting the Purdue students. So I thought it was a risky move. I'm glad to see you staying in the Big Ten. I think it's good for the Big Ten that Matt Painter is there. It makes
I'm
the conference
not glad
a more
to see it. I think it's good for Purdue. That's
well,
it.
As somebody on the outside, I think it's good for Purdue. It's good for the Big Ten to have a legit coach like that. Speaking of legit coaches, we'll talk about my favorite coach. Central Michigan head coach Ernie Ziegler will join us next. It's Weekend Kickoff 1320 WILS.